This week, a judge will hold a hearing on whether to appoint what's called a special master to oversee the FBI's search of boxes of classified documents seized from the home of former President Donald Trump. And the director of national intelligence is reviewing the risk to national security from any exposure of the documents. On Friday, the Justice Department released its affidavit that explained why it wanted to search Mar-a-Lago in the first place, and some important information has come from that. NPR's Ryan Lucas has been following all these developments. Many threads to connect here, Ryan. First of all, what would it mean to have a special master oversee the search?
Well, a special master is essentially an independent party, a neutral body, often either an attorney or a former judge. Who is appointed by the presiding judge in a matter to go through materials that have been seized as part of an FBI search. And that way, that individual can identify any materials that might be covered by attorney-client privilege is usually what they're looking for. And it just provides a sort of buffer between the government and the materials to make sure that everyone feels comfortable that the materials that are privileged are indeed being sifted out and not handed over to investigators.
So this has been requested by Donald Trump. What is confirmed about the type of documents that are in the boxes?
Well, we know for certain that there are a lot of classified documents that were recovered at Mar-a-Lago. We know from the affidavit that you mentioned that was released on Friday that 184 classified documents were recovered at Mar-a-Lago by the National Archives back in January. Those are documents that were handed over by Trump. Among those were some very, very sensitive sorts of intelligence information, some of which related to human intelligence, so spies, information gathered by CIA assets, others related to information that the U.S. government, U.S. spy agencies kind of hoover up through electronic communications. So those are some of the most closely guarded secrets of the U.S. intelligence community, and those are things that were in the boxes, as I said, that were handed over in January. And then, of course, we know from the property receipt that was released that there was more classified information that the FBI recovered when it searched Mar-a-Lago 3 weeks ago today.
And is it known if anybody had access to these documents that were sitting at Mar-a-Lago? They were there for something like between 12 and 19 months. No one knows exactly how long for sure. Did they just collect dust?
Well, there's nothing in the public record that would indicate that anyone accessed those. But certainly that is one of the driving concerns here for the Justice Department, for the FBI, and for U.S. Intelligence agencies. There is a significant concern that someplace like Mar-a-Lago, which the affidavit says, is not authorized at all to be storing classified information, that somebody could access them there. But as I said, we don't have any indication at this point in time that anyone did.
Has Donald Trump offered any information about that himself?
He has not. He has not. Most of what we've heard from the former president thus far since the FBI conducted its search of Mar-a-Lago is criticism of the Justice Department and of the FBI and attempting to portray himself as a victim here.
Did the affidavit released last week tell us much about other potential charges that Donald Trump might be facing?
It does not. What the affidavit did was give us a better sense of the Justice Department's concern about the documents that were there. It also indicated that there had been a very lengthy back and forth between the government and the former president over materials being there. One of the sections that was not redacted indicated that starting in May of 2021, the National Archives was in contact with Trump's attorneys trying to get documents back from Mar-a-Lago. And of course, that was in 2021. It wasn't until January of 2022 that the National Archives actually recovered some boxes. And we now know that there was more material that was still there. So this was not a precipitous raid, precipitous search by the FBI. This is something that was built up to until we finally got to the point that the FBI conducted its court-authorized search in August.
And just briefly, it took so long. Why?
Took so long, what, for the Justice Department to come to the decision to do this?
And for them to do it, very briefly.
Well, I think that there's a lot of concerns about the unprecedented nature of going into a former president's home, conducting a search like this. It has never been done before. There are grave concerns about the weight of that and how it may be perceived. And so I think that they want to act cautiously, but also confidently here.
Ryan Lucas covers the Justice Department for NPR. Thanks so much.
Thank you.